from 1939. That was Alberta Hunter doing a great job on the Billie Holiday tune, Fine and Mellow. Hunter was one of the great women blues singers of the 1920s. Her blues, though, were more sophisticated and sort of moved towards the cabaret-flavored side. And when the era of the 20s blues divas sort of came to an end at the end of the decade of the 1920s, her career continued. She did pretty well for herself and ended up retiring in the 1950s. And then in 1977, at the age of 82, she launched a comeback and recorded an album and started performing again. And she sang in New York clubs up until her death in 1984 at the age of 88. Alberta Hunter brings us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, of course, will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We're going to turn to yet another blues diva, unfortunately one that just passed away. We're talking about Etta James. Her career started back in roughly 1954 with Johnny Otis's band in California. Here is Etta from what would be her last release. Came out last year. It's called The Dreamer. Etta James with an Otis Redding tune called Champagne and Wine.
Sitting here thinking about the times I've known, different guys that I have known, all of the guys that I have met. You are the one man I can't forget. We had our times now, good and bad times. I can't forget them, and I sure ain't gonna regret them, no, no. Remember Side Street, where we used to meet, making love, nobody but you and me, you and me. Champagne and wine, that's what you're gonna get. Champagne and wine. Oh, what is gonna be, just as long as you can see by me. I'm gonna be knocking at your door, yeah. I want the same love that I had before. I'm a woman now, full grown woman, y'all. You got me eating from the tip of your hand, I said. I don't mind eating, long as you feed me good loving, good old sympathy. Champagne and wine, that's what it's gonna be. Every day is gonna just be like Sunday. Every day is gonna be like Sunday. Every night you're gonna have a stars in the sky. Ooh, champagne and wine, yeah. I'm gonna give it to you. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, champagne and wine. I really love you, baby. Really do need you, honey. Really, really love you, baby. Really do need you, honey. Sitting here thinking about the times I've grown, different guys I've known, all the guys I've met. You are the one that I can't forget. Champagne and wine, that's what you're giving to me, baby. Champagne and wine. Champagne and wine. I'm gonna give it to you. Ooh, me. Champagne and wine. I really, really love you, baby. Really do need you, honey, yeah. Really, really love you, baby. Yeah. Really do need you. Baby, bring me champagne and wine.
my right hand is doing.
From 1992, the Soul Queen of New Orleans. That was, of course, Irma Thomas. I've never fooled nobody but me. Irma was preceded by the late Etta James. We heard Etta here on KRVS from her last disc, The Dreamer. It came out last year, and she did, again, an interesting Otis Redding tune called Champagne and Wine. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to stick with a Louisiana artist by request. We're going to turn to Tab Benoit's disc, Medicine, and listen to Tab with special guest Michael Doucet do a number called Long Lonely Bayou.
There were times I could have said lonely bayou. Killing my veins. My heart is drifting like an old P-roll that's been untied with nowhere to go. If I need hard to snake my way through the trees, I was a man who found a love so true, and now she's gone and I'm the lonely bayou. Like an old hero that's been untied, got no place to go. I find it hard to snake my way through the trees. I can't even find a push from a breeze. I was a man who found a love so true, and now she's gone, and I'm the lonely bayou. And now she's gone, and I'm the lonely bayou.
I know a man who's always late every time we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk right up to his gate, see if we can't get it straight, 'cause I want him. So I'm gonna ask him, is you, is or is you ain't my baby? Where you're acting lately makes me doubt. You still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart has gone out. Well, a man is just a creature. Always been strange. Just when I'm used
Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, from a compilation disc Alligator put out of material that they had released prior to this over the years. They have a number of discs out on Alligator Records. They, of course, were doing Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, a tune first recorded back in 1943 by Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five. Before we heard Sapphire, we heard Tab Benoit by request from his disc Medicine. Tab did a number called Long Lonely Bayou, and Michael Doucet did some really fine bluesy fiddle on that particular number. Well, that last tune we heard was an old Louis Jordan tune. We're going to turn to Louis Jordan next. The Dean of Jump Blues really hit his stride starting around 1945 or 46. So his first hit was in 41 with the old Casey Bill Weldon tune, Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town. Here they are, though, Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five from 1946 with Choo Choo Chaboogie.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Gonna settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, chaboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Thank you.
1970. That was Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals. He had with him on guitar Robert Jr. Lockwood. His rendition of Love the One You're With, Sykes was a really important blues pianist. First recording back in 1929, he did a rendition of 44 blues that firmly established him as a mover and a shaker as far as barrel house piano was concerned. He was in St. Louis for quite a while, worked with Jimmy Odin, ended up moving to Chicago in the early 1940s. 1954, he moved to New Orleans as electric blues had sort of taken over Chicago, and his style of barrel house piano still found some good venue opportunities in New Orleans. Roosevelt Sykes. He was preceded by Louis Jordan. We heard Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five here on KRVS from 1946 doing one of their many classics. In the case we heard, it was Choo Choo Chaboogie. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And there is a lot of music going on around the area, actually for the next couple of weeks. Starting in about 30 minutes in downtown Lafayette at Parc Sanssouci, Ryan Brunet and the Malefactors will play Bach Lunch. Also, the Malefactors play Opelousas Music and Market this evening. The Lost Bayou Ramblers will be playing for Downtown Alive at Parc Sanssouci here in Lafayette. Then they're going to move on to the Blue Moon Saloon, where they're having a CD release party. Also playing at the Blue Moon tonight, the Conrads. And Ashley Evans will be at Antlers, the Modern Jazz Movement plays Blue Dog Cafe this evening. Nouveau String Band with Ann Salvo will be at the Filling Station. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be at the Shed this evening. And Scott, Christy Guillory, and the Midtown Project, as well as Rex Morrow, will be at the Feed and Seed. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's. Pony Killer, Machete, and Wild Salmon will be at, Pony Killer and Machete will be at the Wild Salmon tonight. And also this evening, Beausoleil with Michael Ducé, as well as Michael Juan Nunez, and a solo sets from David Ducey and Caleb Elliott will all be taking place at a fundraiser at Begno Manufacturing this evening. If you'd like more information on that, again, Beausoleil, Michael Juan Nunez, David Ducey, and Caleb Elliott. If you want more information, call 237-5069. That takes place at Begno's. And tomorrow morning, Lil Wayne and the Zydeco same old two-step will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Al Berard will play at Blue Dog Café. Michael Guidry will be at Charlie G's tomorrow. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys will be at Scotty's Ice House. Dick Dale will be performing at Blue Moon Saloon, also playing at Blue Moon the Howdies. Blue Soul plays The Shed tomorrow evening. Mike Dillon and Machete will be at Feed and Seed. The Nero Stottles and four other bands will be at the Wild Salmon tomorrow evening. And the Pine Leaf Boys play La Poussière and Bro Bridge. And just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun jam at Vermilionville, so something to be apprised of there. And also, let me see, Sunday. The Road Doctor Review will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars play Whiskey River this Sunday. Corey Arsenal will be at Randall's. Lafayette Rhythm Devils and Goldman Thibodeau will be playing Vermilionville this Sunday. There's also a trail ride in Bazille this Sunday. One-day-only trail ride at TJ's Ranch. And also there's a Spring Fest taking place in Cecilia this Sunday, featuring Little Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers. That one will be on Bushville Highway. What other information there is. Lots of activities going on through the week. On Monday, there's a Bluegrass Jam every Monday at Cité des Arts. Tuesday is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. Wednesday night is the night for a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. Also, this Wednesday evening, the Como Chair Songwriter Showcase will take place here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It will take place in Burke Hall Theater. And the time Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free. The guest artists performing will be Sam Broussard, David Egan, Yvette Landry, and Nathan Williams, with student songwriters from UL Lafayette's first ever songwriting course. And this is sponsored by the Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music. If you'd like more information about this event, you can call the School of Music at 482-6012. Again, that's Wednesday night, Burke Hall Theater here on the UL campus. And also coming up on Thursday, the Acadiana Center for the Arts will be having a presentation Thursday and Friday for their Crossroads series of concerts featuring Détente Antin, also David Greeley, Anna Laura Edmiston, and Jeffrey Broussard. If you'd like more information about that event, you can contact the ACA at 233-7060 or acadianacenterforthearts.org. And also on Thursday, there's a good Festival International sort of kickoff bash featuring Eric Lindell, Michael Juan Nunez, and Sean Bruce. And this takes place at Jefferson Street Pub. Again, that's Thursday evening. Eric Lindell, Michael Juan Nunez, and Sean Bruce. And we mentioned earlier, this goes out for a couple of weeks from now, that Peter Karp and also Sue Foley will be playing for the Banner Series in Lake Charles on April 27th in the F.G. Bulber Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Playing for us now here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Duke Robillard. He, of course, is one of the founding members of the band Room Full of Blues back in the late 60s. He's had numerous discs out. His latest is called Low Down and Tore Up. Here he is with a Tampa Red tune called Mercy, Mercy Mama.
Babe, I had to go and leave you, but how can I stay? You love is so cold, baby. I know you're gonna drive me crazy. But mercy, mercy, mama, I know it's gonna hurt me too. If I ever leave you, baby, ain't coming back no more to you. You're doing me so bad, I don't know what to do. You dog me every day, baby, and at night you make me blue. You ought to be ashamed, baby, to treat me like you do. Well, you should remember, baby, that you have some brothers too. I'm so worried, baby, my mind did come and go. How much I love you, baby, I guess you'll never know. If I had this life to live again, I would live it, baby, giving advice to other men. Loves a woman the way I'm loving you. It's a shame and a pity, baby, to treat him like you do. But mercy, mercy, mama, I know it's really gonna hurt me too. I've played so fair with you, baby. Now this is the way you're trying to do. You come back 30 minutes later, and you wanna know what's wrong. I'll take you out to dinner, everything you do is wrong. This is strictly confidential, baby, I think your wig is gone. Now I don't wanna be too hasty, and things I say and do, but if it's not asking too much, baby, please tell me what's wrong with you. Somebody told you to be different, but they sure did tell you wrong. Cause when you start assaulting me for my golden mama, I know your wig is gone. who's schooling you. Somebody told you to be different, but they sure did tell you wrong. 'Cause when you start coming after me for my gold, baby, I know your wig is gone.
Dave Gross on guitar and vocals from his disc Take the Gamble that came out in 2006. He's had one since then. That was his take on I Know Your Wig Is Gone. And he was preceded by the guy that produced his album, Duke Robillard. We heard Duke from the disc Lowdown and Tore Up. Then that is Duke Robillard's latest. And again, he did the old Tampa Red tune, Mercy, Mercy Mama. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
That last tune we heard is an old T-Bone Walker number, I Know Your Wig Is Gone. We have another old T-Bone Walker number up for you next. This one done by Johnny Winter on his latest disc, Roots. He's accompanied on this track by Sonny Landreth, also on guitar. Johnny Winter and Sonny Landreth with their rendition of T-Bone Shuffle.
That's a ball. Let your hair down, woman. Just have a natural ball. Well, if you ain't happy, you can't have no fun at all. Well, you can't take it with you. That's one thing for sure. Oh, you can't take it with you. That's one thing for sure. There ain't nothing wrong with you, but a good T-bone shuffle won't cure. Have fun while you can, fate's an awful thing. Have fun while you can, fate's an awful thing. You can't tell what might happen, that's why I love to sing. Let's have a natural ball. But But if you ain't happy, we can't have no fun at all. Well, you can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. No, you can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. There ain't nothing wrong with you, but a good T-bone shuffle won't cure. Have fun while you can, fate's an awful thing. Have fun while you can, fate's an awful thing. You can't tell what might happen, that's why I love to sing.
J.T. Coldfire from a brand new disc called Always and Never. And that, of course, was a number called Tell Me Mama. He was preceded by a track from Johnny Winter's new disc, Roots. We heard Johnny Winter and, again, special guest Sonny Landreth on that particular number. Again, that was the old T-Bone Shuffle, old T-Bone Walker number. Next year on KRVS, let's head back from Texas to New Orleans. We're going to go back to 1992. Here is the late Snooks Eaglin on guitar and vocals.
Don't take it so hard, 'cause I'm saying goodbye. You made me cry, baby. Now is your turn to cry. You tried to love too. Me and somebody else. Don't take it so hard. Blame it all on yourself. To remember me by, I'm taking my picture down off the wall. I'm not gonna kiss you. Never make you understood, 'cause I never have to worry about you at all. You all on your own. I'm setting you free. Don't take it so hard. Just forget about me. Making it plainly, oh, understood. But let me tell you, baby, that will remember me by, so you don't have to worry about me at all. You all on your own. I'm setting you free. Don't take it so hard. Well, just forget about me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Walk so fast. All you got to do is take your time. We'll get that. Stay in the road. I don't blame the people from saying walk in the blues. Walk in the blues, 'cause this is it, boy. Now I think I'ma relax myself. That's the way you relax. And watch this. Boy, it's a hot day today. All you got to do is put one foot in front of the other one and just keep on walking. Walking them blues. That's what you call sliding, too. I hope the old lady is home when I get there, all this walking. When I say the old lady, I mean my wife. I ain't talking about my mother-in-law. Well, I know she's always there. So we're just gonna keep on walking it in.
From 1955 and from New Orleans, Louisiana, that was Champion Jack Dupree with a number that took him to number 6 on the R&B charts, a piece called Walkin' Blues. Some years later, Willie Dixon would record a cover of this tune, and Willie Dixon, he didn't record very many covers. He had enough material of his own to record, so pretty good endorsement by Willie Dixon of Champion Jack Dupree. Before hearing Jack Dupree, we heard another New Orleans native. We heard the late Snooks Eaglin. Snooks Eaglin from 1992 doing a number called Don't Take It So Hard. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We'll be entering next Monday our spring fundraiser. If you're not a member of Public Radio yet, we hope that at that time, or maybe before then, that you'll decide to sign up and help us keep these programs going 24/7, 52 weeks a year. So we can't do it without your help. If you are not a member yet, we hope you'll join. You can always do so securely online at krvs.org. But next Friday, do be ready for a fundraising program. But and again, if you're a member, we thank you. If you've got a renewal notice, we hope that you'll send that in with your check, a pledge for another year. And again, we do need your help. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to go back to 1952, listen to another pianist. We heard him the first hour of this program. We're going to hear him again. That's Memphis Slim. Memphis Slim with Matt Guitar Murphy backing him up, doing a piece called Back Alley. Again, to take us on up to news time with NPR. Yeah.
Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
Support for KRVS comes from Jefferson Street Pub, host of Festival International's Kickoff Bash Thursday, April 19th, featuring Eric Lindell, Michael Juan Nunez, and Sean Bruce. Tickets available at Festival International during regular business hours and Jefferson Street Pub after 4. Find out more about the Festival International Kickoff Party at Jefferson Street Pub on Festival International's Facebook page.
I'm Jim Howard. Anti-government demonstrators are testing the truce in Syria with widespread protests, where activists say at least 5 people have been killed by government security forces. As NPR's Grant Clark reports, the protests are taking place across the country with a heavy military presence.
A protest march in Al-Qadam, a suburb of the capital, Damascus. This amateur footage could not be independently authenticated, but opposition activists report protests involving thousands taking place in several flashpoints. They claim the military is moving to break up demonstrations in some areas. They say tear gas and gunfire was also used to disperse protesters in Hama. Security forces began massing outside mosques during Friday prayers just before the start of the protests. A spokesman for International Envoy Kofi Annan, meanwhile, says United Nations observers are standing by to enter Syria once the UN Security Council gives them the go-ahead. Grant Clark, NPR News, Beirut.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney addresses the National Rifle Association's annual convention in St. Louis at this hour. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it's part of his effort to shore up support with an important segment of the party's base.
Romney often says that he supports the Second Amendment and that the U.S. has all the gun control laws it needs. As Massachusetts governor, Romney emphasized his differences with the NRA. When he began preparing for a presidential run in 2007, he bought a lifetime NRA membership. That year, he told Meet the Press that he has not flip-flopped.
My position on guns is the same position I've had for a long, long time. And that position is that I don't line up 100% with the NRA.
As Massachusetts governor, Romney supported a 5-day waiting period to buy guns. He now opposes the wait because he says technology has changed and the internet allows instantaneous background checks. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Life-threatening storms are likely tomorrow in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. The Storm Prediction Center says a dangerous tornado outbreak could occur as intense storms move into the southern plains. The severe storms are expected to develop in the afternoon and evening. Forecasters say some areas could be pummeled by baseball-sized hail with winds reaching 70 miles an hour. Rising food and gasoline prices continue to push the consumer price index up. The Labor Department says that March saw 0.3% increase. That was down slightly from February's 0.4% increase. When food and gas prices are removed from the calculations, the so-called core prices increased by just 0.2% in March. Inflation is down from last fall's peak of 3.9% for a 12-month period, and consumer prices have risen 2.7% over the last year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 67 points at 12,918. The NASDAQ Composite Index is also down 32 points at 3,021. And the S&P 500 is down 10 points at 1,376. This is NPR News. Officials say the oil sheen off Louisiana's coast is breaking up and is much smaller today than it was yesterday. The Coast Guard still has not determined the source of the oil, which was located about 130 miles southwest of New Orleans, near where Shell operates its wells. Shell says it is confident the operations are not the source of the oil. The Detroit Public School District is notifying more than 4,000 teachers they are being laid off. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports the teachers can reapply for their jobs, but there will be fewer positions available.
The Detroit Public Schools are in state receivership under the control of an emergency manager and have suffered from declining enrollment for years. Some students are being moved into a new educational authority in hopes of improving their academic achievement. So the Detroit District is reducing its workforce. Officials say they want to bring back, quote, the right number of teachers, but based on performance evaluations instead of seniority. Unions say the district took the same action last year, then hired additional teachers when classrooms became severely overcrowded shortly after school began. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Residents of Greenland, New Hampshire today are mourning the shooting death of the town's police chief. Michael Maloney was killed when he and several other officers entered a house during a drug raid. Maloney was just 2 weeks away from retiring. Four other officers were injured in the raid. Two from neighboring communities were shot in the chest are in intensive care. Two other officers were treated and released. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake shook parts of southern Mexico early today, but caused no apparent damage. The effects of the quake, though, were felt 230 miles away when tall buildings in Mexico City swayed. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, the environment, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse.